It's now time for the Susie Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Susie Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Susie Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, I am so excited. Today in the studio, we have Kathy Kilday from Market Central. She's here to talk to us about the Meet Your Eats Farm Tour, which is coming up on Monday, September 5th. But Kathy, since we have you here today, why don't you start, if it's all right with you, to give us a little bit of information about what Market Central is and like what your goals are and all of that.
Well, Market Central is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization, and we've been in existence for about 7 years now, and we're basically always looking for ways that we can improve the market or improve people's connections with the market. So that's basically what our mission is.
Great. And this, and you've been very, very busy as of late, really trying to work on, well, I know you were always busy before, but really trying to work on a permanent space for the market. Is that right?
Right. That's one of our driving forces, is to try to find a permanent home for the market. It doesn't seem to be on anybody's front burner all the time, but we want to keep it there, and we want to keep the discussion moving forward and hopefully come up with a dedicated space for the market within our lifetimes.
Yes, fabulous. Well, it is such an important part of Charlottesville, I think.
It is.
Really something that kind of makes us unique, one of the things that makes Charlottesville unique. So I wish you luck with that. And if there's, it's great to get the information out there.
Well, and we're also in the running for one of America's top farmers markets in the country, an American Farmland Trust. We are currently number one in the state of Virginia and number 11 in the country.
So, fabulous.
Yeah.
So where do people go to vote for that? Is it Farmland?
American Farmland Trust.
All right.
So on their homepage there's
And can you vote more than once?
With more than one email address, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know. Good to know. Well, since we have you here to talk about Meet Your Eats today, I am so excited about this. I think this is such a unique thing that I don't know other places that you can participate in something like this. I'm sure they're out there, but I'm so excited about it. So why don't you just go ahead and give us a little information about what Meet Your Eats is all about?
Well, we wanted to bring to Charlottesville, the market community, an opportunity to go visit some of their favorite growers from the Charlottesville City Market. This is our third year with the tour. And last year we had over 1,000 people came out to visit some of these farms. And
wow.
We were blessed with gorgeous weather and a lot of good publicity for the tour. And we were so excited about it. It's a great opportunity for families to load up the car and get out and see some of these great farms that we were blessed to have in our area. It covers about an 8-county area. And the way it works is you purchase a car pass. And if you purchase your car pass by September 1st, it's $15. So you can put as many people in your car as you want for the low price of $15.
That's a bargain.
After that, the price jumps to $25. So that's your incentive to get off the fence and get yourself a
there
car pass. But you load up the car. You can check at our website or look at our brochure, the farms that are available. Pick the ones that interest you and go on a schedule that suits you. Spend as much or as little time at each farm as you want. Drive carefully and have a great time.
That sounds like so much fun. I think that's a firsthand real experience. And I think a lot of us, and myself included, I grew up in the city. I don't have a lot of experience with what really happens out there and what it's really like. And to meet an opportunity to meet the people who, you know, grow this food, I think, what an amazing experience.
It's a great opportunity to get just a little more connected, a little more knowledge about what goes on your family's tables every night.
Right. And I think that connection, especially with my kids, I think, you know, even just going to the grocery store with my kids and having them pick things out, that helps. But that one other connection really gets, you know, that sense of appreciation for what's happening.
I know someone that took 13 middle schoolers to a dairy farm a couple years ago. And out of those 13... Wow. 8 had no idea that milk came out of a cow. and it was just my jaw dropped. I said, how do you grow up not knowing that?
Wow.
But apparently it happened.
It
so
happens.
This is a great way for families to get their kids out, not just for the animals, but to see where things are grown, that they actually don't come out of a plastic container in the grocery store. They come off a plant and you get dirty and it's a great, great experience for kids.
It sounds like it. And I've also heard that at these farms, I don't know if it's all of them, but at some of them, there'll be opportunities to buy produce. I heard last year people were like, oh, it was so fabulous.
It was kind of like a traveling farmer's market. You know, you can
great.
Go farm to farm. We encourage people to take a cooler, take some cash, because almost all of the farms have things to purchase at the farm. Some of them have some pick your own. There's We're still kind of taking the tally of what people are going to be doing. They're starting to get very, very excited about what they'll be offering to visitors.
That's so great. And something fresh off the farm, the difference in the taste is...
It is amazing.
You don't understand it until you actually taste it, but mm-hmm. it is such a big difference. Okay, so give us that date again.
It's Monday, September 5th. The hours are from 10 to 4, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Our website where you can purchase tickets online is marketcentralonline.org. There are lots of web links and fun videos and information about all the farms on our website. We're constantly updating those things. We're trying to keep all the information on Facebook and Twitter going real hot and heavy these last few days. So there's lots of information out there. We hope that people will take advantage of this opportunity and get out there and meet their eats.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much. I think it's going to be such a great experience. Thank you for being with us today and for all the hard work that you do. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a labor of love.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Now, once again, here's Amy Eastlack of Susie Said with the scoop on what's going on this weekend in Charlottesville.
It is the first weekend back after the big first day of school for the city and the county. So I'm guessing everybody might be a little tired out. I know that I am. But you know what? There are still so many fun things going on around town. So it's a great time to get out. The weather right now is fabulous. Hopefully it holds out for the whole weekend. And I love that there are quite a few really fun family-oriented things going on this weekend and that are kind of nonprofit, way to give back to the community. So a couple things I want to talk about. First, really fun event going on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club, which is overlocated off of Cherry Avenue right next to Buford Middle School. It's called the Family Care Fair, and it is sponsored by the Jefferson Health District. So this is basically an opportunity to get out there. This is a free event. So get out there, learn about healthy food choices, cooking demonstrations. They're going to be able to sample some food. There's lots of fun activities for the kids, like face painting and juggling. But it's really all about learning more about being healthy and having fun at the same time. And so I think that's a really good way, especially right around the beginning of school, to kind of get your kids out and have them thinking about that. It's pretty easy to pack up those lunch boxes with a bunch of junk. But you know what? It's not that hard to be healthy. So I think this is a great event. Again, that's Saturday from 10 to 2 over at the Boys and Girls Club, their new amazing facility. It's just gorgeous. And just the Boys and Girls Club, such a great organization in our community that does so much for so many people. So head out to check that out. That's in the morning. Then in the afternoon, or I guess more in the evening on Saturday, another great event, fun for the whole family, the third annual Splash for a Cure. This has been going on, like I said, 3 years now, and it's notably the biggest and best pool party of the entire summer. And this is all the money for this event goes to fight against childhood cancer. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for 11 and under. And it's at the ACAC Water Park. So it's basically a big pool party, the slides, the fun, the everything. You can buy raffle tickets. There's going to be music, food, all of that. And again, super fun evening that runs from, I think, 5 o'clock in the evening until 9 o'clock. And it is, all the money goes back to a really, really great cause. So fun for a cause, I'm all about that. So that is at ACAC on Saturday. Another fun, since we're talking about cancer, another fun way to fight against cancer. This is the Bark for Life going on at Darden Tow on Saturday, 8 o'clock to noon. Essentially what this is kind of a relay for life with your dog. So it's a non-competitive dog walk to raise money against the fight against human cancer. So there's going to be, all the dogs will be there. There's going to be contests, a silent auction, games, and all that kind of fun stuff. Great way to get out, get some exercise, bring your little canine companion along with you, and, have some fun at the same time. That runs from 8 to noon. Registration is from 8 to 9. If you want more information on that or to register yourself ahead of time, go to ACS Events, ACS for American Cancer Society Events.org, or you can call Amy Kirchner at 978-7423, and she can get you information about that. It's going to be really, really fun. So since we're talking about Well, let's think about music. I think, you know, there's never an evening that you can't find great music in Charlottesville. But one thing that's going on this weekend that has really been on the minds of all the music-minded in Charlottesville is that Paul Carreri and Devin Sproul are moving to Berlin. And if you don't know who they are just Charlotte. They are locals who are just amazing songwriters. They are a couple, and they have been in the music scene here in Charlottesville for quite a while. And everybody here just absolutely loves them. This is their last concert in Charlottesville. It's going to be at the Jefferson Theater on Saturday night. Tickets are $15 to $17, and that starts at 8 p.m. Usually the doors open a little bit earlier than that, and that is definitely kind of bittersweet because everybody's excited for them, but definitely sad to see them go. And then this also on Saturday night, it's a big Saturday in Charlottesville this weekend, the final of Fry Spring Beach Club second annual summer concert series will happen on Saturday, and that is with Terry Allard, again, another local that everybody loves. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Music will start about 5:30. If you are not a member of the Fry Spring Beach Club, that's okay. You are welcome to come. Rates are $9 for adults, $6 for children under 18, and kids under 3 are free. You can bring a picnic, or they have food there. They have wine and beer. It's such a fun, fun atmosphere at the Fry Spring Beach Club. You can swim, you can dance, or if you just want to kick back and listen to the music. And if you're a member, you can come for free, but of course they will take donations. Fry Spring, if you haven't been there, it's such an old school beach club, been around there forever, such a cool place, so check that out. And those are some of the big things. Oh, I want to mention one last thing. Saturday is the last women's 4-miler training program run on Saturday. So even if you haven't been to one of these yet, but you're planning on doing the race, I highly recommend checking this out. Mark and Cindy Lorenzoni are going to be there. They're always there, but they'll be the speakers, and they will get everybody jazzed up for the race. If you are doing the race, or even if you're not, you just want to get out and support somebody, I'd say check that out on Saturday morning, because they will have some words to inspire you. And then, and I know we know from the numbers that a lot of you are going to be there at that race, because the as usual, sold out crowd. It's going to be such a great thing. So that's the last one before the big race. So just wanted to get that in there. Have a great weekend, everybody. Hope you survived back to school, and we will be here again next week.